Hello and welcome to Business Today's daily podcast with me, Danny DeCruz. Let's take a quick look at today's top trending stories. The Dewan Housing Finance stock made a partial recovery in early trade after statements made from Dewan Housing Management on the default possibility. Further statements from Finance Minister Arun Jaitley and other government regulators sought to pacify investors' concerns after Friday's crash of 60% in intraday trade. The Dewan Housing Finance stock rose up to 24.80 or 87 points to 438.75 level in early morning trade. On Friday, the stock went into a tailspin, nosediving 42.43% to end at Rs. 351.55 on the BSE. Intraday, it tanked 59.67% to Rs. 246.25, its 52-week low. India, the world's third biggest oil importer, is considering reducing oil purchases to mitigate the pain of high crude prices and the declining rupee, said two sources at different Indian refineries with direct knowledge of the matter. The soaring import costs are becoming a headache for Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government ahead of general elections next year. Refinery officials met on September 15 in Mumbai to discuss options for dealing with the rising oil prices, which have been exacerbated by the declining rupee, said two sources who attended the meeting. Facebook-owned WhatsApp has fallen in line to keep a key promise to the government by appointing a grievance officer to handle complaints on fake news in India and has spelled out a detailed process for users to flag concerns and complaints. The officer is based out of the US, which sources say is in tune with similar practices by other American tech giants. The Reserve Bank has shortlisted five IT firms, including Infosys and TCS, for implementation of a centralized information and management system for seamless data collection and validations. The central bank had invited an expression of interest in July for implementation of CIMS by overhauling the data warehouse of the Apex Bank. The United States and China imposed fresh tariffs on each other's goods on Monday, as the world's biggest economy showed no signs of backing down from an increasing bitter trade dispute that has rattled financial markets. The two countries have slapped tariffs on $50 billion worth of each other's goods earlier this year. The Reserve Bank of India has called the shareholders of Infrastructure Leasing and Finance Services for a meeting this week, as the company continues to default on its payment obligations. The central bank will meet IL&FS on September 28th to talk about the recent set of defaults by IL&FS and its subsidiaries, said a Bloomberg report. The meeting will be chaired by a RBI deputy governor, the report further added. That's all for today, folks. Join us for more tomorrow and have a good day.